keeping with the In Space program from the Adelaide Festival Centre, I'm now joined on the phone by Gabrielle Nankervell, choreographer for Split Second Heroes, which is coming to the Space Theatre from the 27th to the 29th of July. Gabrielle, thanks so much for chatting with me.
Thanks for having me.
So you're a director, choreographer and performer. It's often the case in this in the arts industry that people are a jack of all trades. Tell us about Split Second Heroes and its development as part of the In Space program.
Sure. Split Second Heroes has been a little bit of a labour of love. I've been on this project now for about 3.5 years. That's the process of doing the one-person show. It's a story which looks at the process of what it's like to come to terms with being average, which, while that might sound like a bit of a downer, it's actually more looking at the extraordinary and fantastical elements of quite normal things. So it's the story of one man's midlife crisis, but it's told through three people on stage who use a mix of dance and humour and lots of 1980s nostalgia, a bit of space trivia, to tell the story of where this guy is at in his life, in his search for kind of coming to terms with, you know, a life that's quite, you know, perhaps didn't turn out quite how he expected, but is somehow extraordinary in the normal things that it has. So it's an interesting combination of things.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like there are some universal themes too, and quite difficult themes as well to unpack, but ones that can be, as you say, you know, attacked with humour and with pathos as well. And so how did this creative team come together? So you've got Luke Smiles, Will Omani and Vincent Crowley and Benjamin Cistern, I should say, as well. How did that creative team come together?
Well, we've worked together quite a lot, Vincent, Luke and I. We've performed in shows together. We all make work, so we've performed in each other's shows. We've also performed in other companies' shows as performers, and we just really enjoy spending time with each other. It's always, you know, a really crazy fun time in the studio because we really play off of each other, and somehow the humour and, for lack of a better word, the vibe between us is really great. So I decided I wanted to bring this team together to explore something for a theatre performance, and we had the luck of receiving a residency in Perth, a seed residency with an organisation called Strut Dance, and they work mostly with dance people but a little bit with allied industries, and they introduced us to Will, who's a writer, director, actor, amazing man from Perth, and they kind of teamed us up with him. And again, that relationship in the studio worked really well, that we decided when we would really, you know, amp up the campaign to get the show happening, that we would keep him involved despite the difficulty of working across states, which is always a little bit tricky. So so it's kind of based on our enjoyment of working together and the fact that it's always a little bit unexpected, which, given the themes of this work, that seemed like a really good bit of energy to have in making the show.
Yeah, well, even the title as well is quite evocative, you know, in terms of Split Second Heroes, that kind of spontaneity and unpredictability of that as well. Is that, and they're quite physical terms as well. So you describe it as a technicolor action adventure. So is that what audiences can expect? There's a lot of action going on as well?
I think so. There's quite a lot of action. There's lots of, kind of rapid conversation. We're all also dancers. So there's a lot of dancing. And then the other element that's involved, we wanted to develop a system that we could use for lighting and sound that had the same kind of spontaneity and ability to improvise that we do as performers. So Luke, who's a little bit of a technical genius / nerd, has developed a system building an interface and software so that we could have a lighting system that reacts to us. So when we do things, it changes the space instantly in terms of colour, where the lights are, how they follow people around, so that it just enlivens the space a little bit, so you really feel like the whole thing is very on edge and unpredictable and anything can happen at any moment. So it's not a traditionally operated show. It's got this technicolor technology, which I say technicolor because it's very fruity. There's lots of pink and red and blue and primary colours, stuff that really explores the idea of all the facets that make up light, like all of the facets that make up a human. So
great, great. And so in terms of the structure of the show, I mean, it's dance, but theatre and spoken word as well, or is it strictly?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's kind of like an uncategorizable blend of a play and a dance show. So there's a lot of text. There's a lot of dancing. There's sound. It's got a very 80s kind of soundtrack, which Luke is also a composer, so he's developed the soundtrack for it. And then there's the lighting. So it's a very interlinked kind of performance. But there's as much talking as there is dancing in it. So the story is told through all of the elements rather than the text being in support of the dance or the lighting being in support of the dance or the text. It's very interwoven.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no imbalance one way or the other. It's, a
collective. No, we're trying to create a cohesive imaginary world. So.
Yeah, fantastic. And so, I mean, as part of your work, you've worked overseas with, European, Asian productions as well. In terms of, how is it coming back home in a way and working with local artists here in terms of the Australian arts industry? How do you feel like this kind of collaborative process with these different elements of performance coming together is the way forward?
I love working back in Australia. It's really exciting for me because there's something about the Australian sensibility in terms of humour and things like that, that is something that I always miss a little bit when I work in other places. There's, of course, other many exciting things about working in other places, but there is something that it's always like coming home, and it has something to do with, the sort of the way of people being together and the sense of humour, which I think is very unique in Australia. And given that also in the independent sector, we tend to be a little bit, like you said earlier, jack of all trades. We really, are often multitasking and across lots of different elements of how you put a performance together, whether that's being a performer and a writer, or whether it's being a choreographer and a person who's very interested in tech, or all of these things. I find that it's really exciting because you can put together a group of people that you really connect with on a creative level and then figure out what the right things are for a performance rather than going, I'm making a dance show, therefore I have to get everybody who's only to do with dance and try and, I don't know. I like this kind of all-in sort of attitude that I find really prominent when I work in Australia. So that's exciting for me because I love it.
Yeah, and I think it's exciting for the practitioners, but also for the audiences as well. I think it's infectious that you can tell when people are having a good time creating what's in front of you. And so Split Second Heroes will show in the Space Theatre from 27th to the 29th of July, so just a few weeks away. Is this its first outing as a full production?
It is. It's the world premiere, so to speak. So it's the first time we hit stage in front of an audience. So it's really exciting and slightly nerve-wracking also.
No, I'm sure it'll be great. And so in terms of what next for the project, is the hope that this is the first step in a, extended life for it, or?
Hopefully. I think most people who make projects or performances that are around this size, you kind of always have in the back of your head that it would be great to be able to reach more people and share it with more people and receive more feedback so that it can kind of evolve over a longer process. I find performances often change a little bit when you start performing them elsewhere or touring, and they develop in response to the people that see it and that you talk with about it. So I would certainly hope that it will get some outings in some other places. I'm quite interested in taking it to smaller places also regionally, and I feel like it's a show that's quite accessible for a number of different types of people. I feel like we can communicate and have something. It's got something that I think most humans can kind of relate to, so trying it out in different environments and different locations and different size audiences and size towns and cities would be really exciting for me. So hopefully, let's hope that it goes somewhere.
Yeah, well, fingers are crossed, and hopefully Adelaide audiences respond to its world premiere, as you say, in a couple of weeks' time. Gabrielle, thank you so much for making the time to chat. I know it must be a busy time in the lead up. So thanks for having a chat. Sounds like a great project. So I hope it all goes well.
Great, thank you. It's good to be able to talk about it.
No problem at all. So that is Gabrielle Nankervell there, a choreographer behind Split Second Heroes, which is showing at the Space Theatre from the 27th to the 29th of July as part of the Adelaide Festival Centre's In Space program.